Who is it? I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were back. Welcome home. I don't mean to be rude, but can I ask why you're in my room? I mean, not that you can't be in my room, it's your house after all. I know, I'm just worried about being a bad guest, you know? You've been so generous and helped me out a ton. I don't want to come off as ungrateful. You can tell me to relax as often as you want, but I can't help it, okay? Being a good guest is an important life skill, and I will simply perish if I fail to be almost annoyingly polite. Yeah, I know. But still, I try to keep positive relationships with all my business partners. Well, it's only you right now, but who knows? Maybe someday I'll become some rich and famous businesswoman with a whole empire of some sort of businesses or something. Oh, maybe we can even work together sometime. I mean, I don't know exactly what you do, but I'm sure we'll figure something out. Though meetings might be a little hard to arrange since I'll probably have normal hours and you only work during the night. But there's plenty of 24-hour diners we can go to. So one way or another, we'll find a way to meet up and do businessy things. Ah, speaking of which, looks really dark out. Like, what time is it right now? What? Is that late? Damn. Or early, I guess? But I thought that you usually work later than that. I mean, work and or whatever else it is that you usually do. I thought so. So why are you home so early? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, that is. Oh, hungry, huh? I don't think I've ever seen you get hungry enough to leave work, though. What have you been doing to work up such an appetite? Oh, it was just meetings? Really? You got hungry from just sitting in on meetings. Ah, I see. Staying awake during meetings, right? My bad. That makes a lot of sense. A lot more sense. Yeah. Well. Who would have thought that a powerful, intimidating vampire like you would be defeated by long, boring presentations? It's a plot twist for the ages. And if I didn't know any better, I'd guess that you came back early just to escape for a while. Did you really? How many more meetings do you have? The what? That's insane. And you cancel all of them? Oh, well, good for you then. Being able to cancel meeting like that sounds like a superpower. God, I wish. Is that one of those supernatural abilities that comes with being a vampire? well, you could have convinced me. It sounds like magic. Oh yeah? What kind of trade-off? Because I'd be willing to pay just about any price. Yeah, the blood drinking might be a bit hard to get used to. Speaking of which, I take it that you're ready to feed right now. Oh, of course, no problem. I'm happy to help. I mean, that was part of the deal, so you can definitely have some blood. Here, let me just roll out these sleeves. So, like, you can get to my wrist. Okay, sorry, it was a bit cold today, so I wore a thicker shirt to sleep. But it seems like the sleeves just don't wanna let me pull them out, so Oh man. Okay. It seems like it's too tight around my arms for me to roll them up any higher. So, could you step out for a minute so I can put on a different shirt? Oh, wait, actually the collar isn't too high on this, so it'd probably be easier if you can just bite my neck. Yes, I know you don't like drinking from anyone's neck or whatever, but it'll be just this one time, please. Oh, come on, please. It would take so long to change into a different shirt, and I'm still so tired. And I don't want to get out of bed, just this once, please. This one time. Seriously, it's the middle of the night, and I'm not used to being awake right now, so. Yeah, especially since I had a super long shift today, and I'd probably trip over my own feet if I try to get out of bed right now. Bro, I don't even get it. Why are you so insistent about this whole no fangs in the neck thing? I thought that was what vampires usually do. Isn't it the easiest way to drink blood? Like, it seems a hell lot easier to than just drinking from my wrist. Then what's the difference? What does that mean? Well then, if I wouldn't get it, why don't you try explaining it to me? But that doesn't explain why you won't tell me anything about it. You get so secretive every time I try to bring it up. Like, if there's something big, like it's important and it's a secret about drinking blood from someone's neck or whatever, like, just tell me and I'll stop bugging you about that. It's not that hard. You know what? Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get all shouty at you like that. I'm just a little confused, so. Yeah, because every time I bring up anything about you being a vampire, it's like you kind of shut me out. And I know that we are not like close friends or anything, but I guess it kind of scares me. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to invade or demand that you tell me every little secret you have, but when I make a deal with someone and it literally involves my blood, I'm gonna feel a bit nervous. Especially when you act all cryptic about stuff like this. Is there something going on? Am I doing something wrong? Is there something about our arrangement that's, I don't know, bad? Oh my god, I must sound like an idiot right now. Are you regretting making a deal with me yet? Okay, listen, I appreciate you trying to comfort me, but you don't have to. No, you really don't. I overreacted and flew off the handle. So you have nothing to apologize for. It's all me. Oh, no, seriously, it's okay. I definitely overstepped some boundaries. If you want to cut off the contract and just forget about this whole thing, I completely understand. I can have all my stuff packed in about half an hour, so. Are you sure? I really understand if you want me gone. Yeah, I guess that's true. Let's just forget what I said. Okay, I didn't say anything. Yeah. Here, let me grab a different shirt since I still can't get this one to roll up past my wrist. Yeah, just do me a favor and close your eyes while I change, okay? Yeah, okay. I kind of need you to move so I can get out of bed. Like, all of my clothes are over there, you know, in the dresser. I know that's why I'm going to get a different shirt. Huh? Then what did you mean? Oh, wait, really? I mean, you seemed so opposed to it just a minute ago. What made you change your mind? Because really, if it's something secret or that you don't want to tell me about, it's completely fine. Okay, that's good, I guess. Then if it's nothing like that, what is it? You're gonna show me? What the fuck do you mean? Okay, fair enough. Then demonstrate away, Professor. I'm ready to learn. Of course. Just tell me what you need me to do. Over here. So I should sit on the edge of the bed. Okay, is this all right? Spread my legs. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I guess you have to be pretty close so that you can bite me. Is this good? Okay. Oh, sorry, I'm not used to you being this close. No, it's okay. It's just, it caught me. It caught me off guard. I'm sorry if my knee keeps like hitting your leg. I'm a bit fidgety. No, it's not that. I mean I'm kind of nervous, but not of you. She said this is so new to me and that's all that is. Okay, it's nothing bad. Oh, all right. I'm all right. This is all okay. I'm all right. Okay. Not a kid at the doctor, you know. I don't need someone to hold my hand through everything. I mean, if you're going to insist on it, then I guess I'm not opposed to it. You know, for your sake. okay. Yes, actually, this is helping a lot more than I thought it would. Thank you. No, I still want you to do it. I've made it this far and I'm not going to quit now. I asked you to show me and I want to see it through the end. Yeah. Just. Yeah, I'm sure. 100% certain. In fact, I want you to bite my neck. Yep. Hey, no, like I said, I want this. You're not forcing me to do anything. If anything, I'm the one twisting your arm right now. So if you want to stop. Oh, okay. See? We're on the same page here, so this will be like a team effort or collaboration, maybe. Just like we can do with my hypothetical business. Yeah. There we go. I finally got a smile of you. You know, it's important because smiling means that we're both in a good mood, and that makes working together a lot easier. And I admit, okay, I'll admit, because it's also helping me stay calm too. I know, I remember, I can call it off at any time. And the same goes for you too, okay? But honestly, I don't plan on backing out of this, so you got me curious now. You better show me what you've got, okay? What can I say? I know I'm a bit more on the quiet side, but that doesn't mean I don't let curiosity get the best of me every now and then. No. So I'm a cat to you now, huh? Then why don't you show me what happens when a kitty like me asks too many questions? Yeah, you can touch my neck. Do whatever you want to. Your hand feels so cold. Are you sure you aren't made of ice? I take it that you're feeling my for my pulse. Yeah, I figured. With how your fingers are pressing into my neck. Having any luck? I'm not teasing, I promise. I'm just asking. Though now that you mention it, I guess I would have thought that a vampire would be able to find the vein pretty easily. Oh, you don't bite necks often. Huh. Even before I came around, you really stuck to wrists with everyone? Huh. I didn't know. I'm a bit surprised. I thought it was pretty common to do it that way. I guess that I'm about to find out why. Why not though, aren't I? Oh, found it. Perfect. Do you need me to tilt my head over at all? Oh, sure. I'll tilt my head however you want. Or need to. I'll try my best to keep still. The way you're holding my chin is so careful. You know I won't break, right? I may not be as strong as you, but I'm not that delicate. No, you're not being rough at all. I just felt a chill. Oh, that's your breath? Is it really that cold all the time? If it's only when you're hungry, then I guess you should start drinking or. Yeah, I'll start shivering soon if you stand so close and breathe that cold air all over me. Yeah, I am as ready as I'll ever be. Is it. Will it hurt? Just a pinch. You sound like a doctor. This isn't going to hurt like a shot, is it? Okay, I trust you. But if it hurts, can I squeeze your hand? Okay, good. But you don't have to stop if I do. If I want you to stop, I'll tell you to. Okay? Well, if I can't say anything, then I'll just pinch your arm. Would that work? Okay, perfect. Start whenever you're ready, I guess. Oh yeah, true. Guess it makes it a bit easier when you count down to it. I can't explain it, but it always makes it hurt a bit less. Yeah, you're being so careful about it. I don't think I could be worried even if I tried. Yeah. I never said it was a bad thing. It's nice. Actually, I appreciate it. All right then. 3, 2, 1. Fuck, what? This is. What is this? I can't. Yeah, keep going. Please keep going. Drink it all. No, I want it. Wait, don't stop. I don't want you to. I can't. I can't think. My brain feels so foggy. I can't even describe it. Okay, I can do that. Deep breath. was that? It's like the second you beat me, I felt so. I mean, it was. Is it always that, like that? So, erotic? Really? Why? Oh, I guess that, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes a lot easier to drink blood when you have an eager partner. Okay, now I understand why you don't usually do it. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess it's probably more of an intimate bedroom act than a normal type of feeding. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm sorry for pretty much moaning in your ear the whole time, by the way. I didn't realize I was getting so. Well, you know. No, wait, it's completely fine. I'm embarrassed if anything. I was just I was begging you to keep going, okay? That was I must have sounded so slutty moaning about all those things. Thank you for showing me though. It makes a lot more sense now. I promise I won't ask about it again. Yeah. From now on, I'll try to wear shirts that have looser sleeves, so yeah, so there's no trouble with rolling them up or anything. You're still so close. Oh shit. Wait. Are you hard? Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I couldn't help but feel you. Feel your I felt it. Oh my god, you're actually turned on right now, aren't you? Is that a part of the neck biting too? Then why are you so turned on? What do you mean? Me? What about me? No, I don't think I understand you. You liked my blood that much? Can blood taste so good that you actually get aroused by it? Then what did you taste in my blood that made you like this? Yeah, I'm turned on. I think that was evident enough from how I was whimpering like that. I mean, you're not. Are you sure? I'm not a vampire, but I feel like being able to taste attraction is. That has to be a lie, right? Isn't it? Because that sounds ridiculous. I mean, if you could. That means that you've been able to taste it. Oh shit, every time you drank my blood. Why are you looking at me like that? What, you're joking. That's not possible. What? Seriously, quit joking. If that was the case, then you would have known for all this time. Oh my God, you knew this whole time. You knew this whole time. You knew. Oh, shit, you knew. You know what? What the hell? Then why did you let me stay here? Isn't this weird? I mean, maybe you could have ignored it at first, since you're so nice and attractive, and I'm not sure that everyone has had at least a bit of crush on you at some point. But still, I have feelings for you. What? I live with you. Isn't that weird to you? What? How is it not weird? No, I don't get it yet. What's that supposed to mean? You're cocked. Don't do that. It would turn me on even more. What do you mean? I don't understand why you would want me to live here then. You want me? Okay, but fuck, that feels good. But I need to know that. Damn it! Wait a second. Thank you. When you say that you want me, what do you mean? Yeah, I know, but do you mean that you want me, or do you just want me now? Like right now, just now. Because if we do this, it's going to change everything. I don't want this to be something that either of us will for regret. Yeah. How can you be so sure though? You really mean all that, don't you? Alright, I trust you. So, if I ask you to kiss me again, would you? Then will you please kiss me? And again? Are you going to make me ask every time I want a kiss from you? Really? Yes, I know you're a gentleman, but having to keep asking you to kiss me is going to make it hard to stick my tongue in your mouth. I thought that you might actually change your mind. Now, are you going to keep teasing me, or are you actually going to kiss me? Really? You're gonna make me ask again? Fine, fine. But this is the last time, okay? Now, will you please lean down here and actually kiss me? See, isn't it much easier this way? I thought so. I'm pretty good at being right after all. Yeah, you say that, but now that I can feel how hard you are, I'm willing to bet that you find my antics at least a little cute. See, I was right again. You better find a good way to shut me up then, because I'm having a lot of fun with this. Yeah, that's fine. You can touch me like this. Okay, you can touch me however you want. I can't believe you're actually doing this. No, absolutely not. You better keep going. Would you take your shirt off? I've been looking forward to this for quite a while, and I want to see all of you. Then what if I say, please take your shirt off for me? And what if I took my shirt off too? Oh, we have a deal then? Okay, then we both do it at the same time. Ready? Alright, here we go. Sorry, I can't seem to get it off. No, I'm not stalling. The sleeves are just too tight, okay? It's like I was saying earlier, they just really snug around the waist and I'm having trouble with them. Well, maybe you can, help me. Maybe it is an invitation, but does that mean you're going to help me or not? Thank you. You're being too nice. You don't have to sit talk me so much. I wasn't doubting you. I was just being realistic. Hey. Okay. Oh my god. Just kiss my neck like that. Fine. Message received. Okay, I got it. You think I'm pretty? I got it. Okay. Alright, yes. I understand. I'm pretty. You really know how to make a girl feel special, you know that? No, you're just trying to get me all flustered. I can tell you do, but can't we save that for like another time? I think that there are other things we could be doing right now. Come on, you've already got me to the bed. Are you really going to make me keep waiting while you tease me even more? Then, why are you keeping me waiting like this? I can't take it anymore. Please. I want you. Oh, were those the magic words to get you all excited? I'll have to keep that in mind. No, I'm not teasing, I'm just memorizing important knowledge that may come in handy next time. I'm not judging, I never said those words wouldn't have the same effect on me either. If you want me, then come get me. I'm all yours for the taking. Touch me everywhere. Just like that. Feels so good. Rubbing against my clit like that. Oh, fuck. Does, oh my god. Come here, please. Kiss me. Touch them, squeeze them, bite them, please. I want you to bite me. Do whatever you want, please. Shit. Oh, God. They're sensitive. You're so rough with them. Stop. Put it in me. I need your cock so bad. I do. I fucking need it, please. I can't take it. Just fuck me, please. Hey, I already told you that I'm not that delicate. You're not gonna break me, okay? At least not in any bad way. No. Don't tell me you weren't thinking about it too. Don't you want to just break me? Just a bit? Just enough to make me yours. To claim me. I see that gleam in your eye. You like that idea, don't you? I'll tell you what, it's everything I want. I want to be yours. Fuck me. Take me just like this. Fuck me until me yours. Pussy is making you feel like this. So good too. Your cock is filling me up so fucking perfectly. It is. It's like, it was made just for me. I love it. Keep going, please. I need to feel you more. You can go harder. Please go harder. Make my pussy know it's yours. Please, I'm yours. I'm yours. Bite me when you come. I want you to mock me with your bite, please. Please, yes. Bite me. Clean me. Oh my god. Keep going. Feel my pussy up and claim me, please. I can feel it here. You're coming inside so deep. Oh my God. More, more. Oh, fuck. Give me all your cum, please. Claim me if you come. Because it feels like you've already cleaned up all the blood and now you're just trying to leave more marks on me. Oh, I never said I minded. Oh. Oh, I might be a bit sensitive. Yeah. No, no, it doesn't hurt. It's just tender. But it's nothing bad. I promise it's not. And I don't regret it. Even a bit. If anything, I regret not asking about it sooner. Then I hope you're ready for me to ask for it every time you feed from me now. From now on, you know. Because I'll definitely be making that a frequent request. Oh yeah, you better believe it. And now that I guess we're a bit past the awkward first date stage, you better get ready for me to make quite a few requests from you from now on. Oh, nothing too ridiculous, you know. Maybe a few dinner dates. Maybe some flowers every once in a while. You know, nothing too wild. Oh, so I can make some wild requests, can I? Like what? Wow, okay, all that would be way out of price range I had in mind, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about anything like that. Can you even afford that? Really? Damn. Oh, well, don't worry. I won't be asking for anything like that. What? No, you must definitely do not have to get me any of that. You most definitely do not, yeah. That's not just spoiling me, that's like putting me through the whole process of decomposition. Like it's too much, way too much. No, 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 you don't, you really don't. I know that you want to, but I think I might actually die on the spot if someone spent that much money on me. Okay, then why don't we compromise? You can spoil me by spending the night with me, or morning, or whatever time it is now. Sure it is. If you're really going to insist, then I guess I wouldn't be too opposed to a back massage. When we wake up, I mean, I don't think I can stay awake long enough to enjoy it tonight. That's a shame because that's the only offer I'm making you. So you can either accept it or go do something else because I'm going to get under the covers and go to bed now. Okay. Good night. Yeah, I figured. Come here. Cuddle me. Much better. Now, sleep well since I'm already getting excited for the massage. I guess so. But no more spoiling after that, okay? We can argue about it tomorrow, okay? I feel so good to think about putting together a rational argument. So you have an unfair disadvantage. Nope, not hearing it. Sleep now. Argue later. Ah, nope, not doing it. If you wanna argue, then I'm kicking you back to your own bed. Good answer. Maybe I'm better at arguing with people than I thought. I guess we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? Sleep well. And thank you for claiming me. It feels really nice to be wanted by you.